This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
We could get a look at congressional plans for an immigration overhaul as soon as next week. The House bill would reportedly tighten border security and offer a pathway to citizenship for the millions of people in this country illegally. Meanwhile, in Brazil, lawmakers are trying to overhaul the immigration system, but in a very different way. For more, we're joined by Stephen Keppel, economics editor with our good friends at Univision News. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, so how does the immigration debate that is going on in Brazil right now compare to the one that's happening in this country?
Well, it's a little different, mainly because in Brazil, they want more immigrants, or at least that's what the government's saying. They want to attract around 3 million new immigrants in the next few years. And basically, their current workforce, just 0.3% is born outside of the country, and they want to raise that to around 2 or 3%.
And where do they want these people to come from?
They don't care where they come from, but they are clear about what they want and what they don't want. So they want engineers, they want doctors, they want architects, they want people that work in tech. But they've come out of saying they don't want any more lawyers. They don't want people with social sciences degrees. So all those English majors in the United States, you're out of luck in Brazil.
So what do they intend to do to get these people attracted to Brazil the way that they might be attracted to countries in Europe or the United States?
Well, they do have a bit of a ways to go because the visa system in Brazil is complicated. It can take up to a year to get a work visa. So they're basically trying to streamline this. They're creating some new agencies that are aiming to cut some red tape and just make the process a lot easier and faster.
Is there pushback in Brazil the way there is here from some who don't want outsiders coming in and taking domestic jobs?
Not as much, it seems, and partly because the unemployment rate in Brazil is currently at historic lows. It's around 5.5%, which I think people in the United States or Europe would love to have. That said, Brazil is going through a little bit of a slowdown, and if that were to continue and unemployment were to rise sharply, you know, we might see some more Brazilians kind of saying, hey, we're not so sure about bringing all these immigrants.
So, Stephen, for that engineering student who's coming out of MIT or Carnegie Mellon or the University of Illinois and they can't find a job in the United States, should they be looking in Brazil?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I think the Brazilians would pay for their flight tickets and really set them up nicely. But I don't think that they would have too much trouble finding jobs in the U.S. at the moment.
Stephen Keppel, economics editor at Univision News. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Jeremy.